Well, with the social media ban for under 16s just around the corner, teens are already being kicked off some platforms, with Meta removing accounts from Instagram, Threads and Facebook. And as younger Australians prepare for the transition, those in regional and rural areas, some worry that the ban could have an isolating effect. Riley Allen is 15 years old and is from Woodna on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula and joins me now. Riley, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Riley, what's the situation for you? Woodna's a long way from Adelaide. How far away are you from some of your mates when you're home?
Well, Woodna's 620 k's away from Adelaide. I'm not actually out as far as a lot of my other friends. I'm 5 k's out of town, but I've got friends that are 20, 30. I have one that's 70 k's.
And what do you use social media for with your mates, Riley?
We all use social media just to be able to talk to each other, understand like what they're doing, figure out when's times we can meet up. It's also a safety feature for us out there.
And for you and your friends in places like Woodna on Eyre Peninsula, what sort of discussions are you having about this social media ban coming into effect next week, Riley?
No, I don't think I've had a positive conversation with anybody about it yet. None of them are for the ban, and yeah.
And why?
Where we are, you don't have a lot, or you don't have anything to be able to talk to anyone or catch up with mates. So as soon as you take away the social media, you take away the connection between each other.
Has there been have you seen much bullying online on some of these platforms, Riley?
Never in around our area. I know that it can occur and I understand why they're bringing the ban in. But I think there's other ways they could go about it.
What do you mean? What sort of things do you reckon?
Well, the technology that they have now, they have the ability to go and switch it off at a certain time. They can go and put a ban, well, like a statewide ban on this app. They could also go and say, all right, can we turn it off at, let's say, 10 o'clock? Or even move down the age to the recommended age for those apps.
How many discussions have there been amongst young people in your area about workarounds here, Riley, whether it's VPNs or jumping on other platforms that haven't been banned yet?
There's been a lot. For us, we're going to have to try and figure out a way. Without it, I don't know how we're going to like go about everything. But yeah, we're going to have to find a way. There's been a lot of talk about it. No one's really figured it out just yet, but their kids, give them time, they'll figure out a way.
as they often do. Is there going to be any relief for some kids that they can kind of escape social media after hours? You know, especially younger kids at high school, everyone's trying to fit in. If you go back to your town or your farm, you know, is there sometimes an opportunity just to kind of take a deep breath and get away from all those expectations and just be a kid with your family?
Social media, that is not on the app. That's not because of the app. It's not because of the notifications you get from the app. The troubles of that, they come from parenting.
In what way? What do you mean, Riley?
Well, social media is a tool that should be taught. Social media, it allows you to have that connection with other people, but you also need to have the balance between social media and life, which... That being taught that is something you can't get taught by anybody else apart from your family.
So do you mean kind of having a bit of a balance between social media and real life, being sort of cool with the group and then switching off and just kind of being daggy at home with mum and dad?
Yeah, for sure. Like I used to be on social media quite often, and then mum and dad come to me and said, all right, look, you got to start settling down on it. And after that, I did. But that really changed like the way I use social media. It went from just taking advantage of it to actually using it how it's supposed to be used.
Has there been enough consultation of young people with this whole process, Riley? And have any young people in your area been speaking up, you know, making contact or emailing your local MP or local council? Or because you're kind of in a difficult position that this affects you, but you can't vote yet. You're 3 years away.
Yeah. Well, not of my knowledge that any people under 16 were consulted. Yes, there were youth advisors. They were let know of the ban and they were there to vote. But that's a few people trying to make a decision for thousands.
Mm-hmm. Well, Riley, it's been really interesting to hear your view as you're getting ready for this ban next week. A very strong community in Woodnow. You're a long way away from Adelaide, but the sense of community in lots of places on Eyre Peninsula is incredibly strong. Good to talk to you. Thanks a lot for that, Riley.
Thank you.
It's Riley Allen there. Riley's 15 years old and he's from Woodnow in regional South Australia.